Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
25 past 4, and at that time of the afternoon, I chat to Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Fitz University. Professor Shoub, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us again this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you again for having me.
So everybody's talking about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's arrived. A lot of excitement. Talk to us about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Prof.
Okay. Yeah, I've had a lot of questions about the Johnson & Johnson. I thought it might be a good idea just to briefly give a bit of a background of it. Now, Johnson & Johnson, of course, is a very well-known pharmaceutical company. It's also known as, in the continent, as Janssen, J-A-N-S-E-N, and America's Johnson & Johnson. It's actually one company. And they've now gone into making vaccines for coronavirus. So the vaccine that they have made, it's an interesting one because what they've done is they've taken the gene which codes for the very special protein, that spike protein that we've spoken about a number of times. That's the critical protein that the virus needs to establish infection, and that's what you want to stimulate an immune response against. So they've taken this gene and they put it into a harmless virus called adenovirus. It's a virus which doesn't really cause much problems, but they've taken this virus and they made it that it can't replicate. It doesn't multiply. But it's used just as a vehicle to get that genome into the cell where you inject it in the site there. So it's the same kind of technique which is used also by AstraZeneca and also by Sputnik, by the Russian vaccine. Now, of course, the big question is why is J&J, Johnson & Johnson, preferred over AstraZeneca? Well, first of all, it uses a different what we call a construct, a different part of the gene. It's not this different part, it's a different structure of that gene which is inserted into the carrier virus. And that makes it more efficient. That's the one thing. And the other thing is that against our particular strain, our particular variant, you know, we talk about that variant, that 501YV2, which is causing all the problems. There it is actually shown that it's particularly effective. And we've shown that in trials, in fact, that's effective not only against mild and moderate disease, but it's very effective against severe disease. And that's really the primary aim of the vaccine. We want to prevent the hospitals being overloaded. And we don't want, obviously, people not to get seriously ill. So it's quite effective, that, and this has been shown to be in the trials against our particular variant. It's also got a number of other advantages. First of all, it can be stored quite easily. It's not like the Pfizer vaccine, which maybe I can talk about tomorrow. The Pfizer vaccine has to be stored under very stringent conditions, very low temperature, minus 70 degrees. The Johnson & Johnson, as well as the AstraZeneca as well, can be stored in the ordinary fridge temperature, and remain stable in there for at least 6 months. So that's a big advantage. We have another very, very big advantage, is that its efficacy has been shown with a single dose. And in our country, you know, most other vaccines, you need two doses, separate anything from 4 to 12 weeks apart. And in our country, it's a very big advantage, because often people just don't come back for the second dose. So you only need now one dose to get that pretty good efficacy against our variant. So Johnson & Johnson really does come out tops. The problem, of course, was a bit of availability, because it's not quite as readily available as AstraZeneca was. But we are getting stocks pretty soon. You say it has arrived already. My information only next week, but maybe you got more news that I don't have. It's certainly going to be coming very soon in tranches of about 80,000 doses, which means for 80,000 people. So we should have about 500,000 doses end of March. And then we've signed up for another 9 million doses of this Johnson & Johnson probably a month or two after that. So it's probably going to be one of our prime vaccines used in the vaccine rollout, probably also supplemented with Pfizer and maybe one or two other vaccines, which maybe I can talk about tomorrow.
Very, very happy that we do that. So again, Prof, another day of pretty much good news coming out of this COVID debacle.
Yeah, I think it's quite hopeful. I think it's a good vaccine. I think we've just got to get out, first of all, to our healthcare workers and then to the rest of the population.
Professor Shub, it is 4:30, so we're going to leave it there and look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, Simon. All the best.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.